The Lord bless you with his wisdom and peace, dear heart dwellers. Forgive my absence. This has been a very difficult week physically. My fibromyalgia has really acted up. And I guess the weather's changing. And it just seems like everything is so much harder, kind of like wading through a swamp, chest deep in muck. Anyway, I know that it's a cross. We've all recognized here at the Refuge that it is a cross that we're carrying for our nation and for the world right now. And the Lord confirmed that right off the bat. So let me share this with you. Yes, Jesus began, these are hard times, my precious ones. Endure them with patience and fortitude. What you are lacking, come to me and ask for the grace to endure. Those of you who dwell in my heart are victim souls, and you carry in your hearts a tiny sliver of the burdens I feel for humanity at different times. These now are times like no other. Technology has united the world and given it tools to self-destruct with. The Tower of Babel has been built, and man has taken much of what I prefer to control and altered it, not having any idea of the full consequences of doing that. I cannot delay much longer, Claire. Man has the means to destroy every living thing. And because those who have access to these powers are being led by Satan, they have no idea how he is laughing as they draw closer to their own demise. You see, there are those in these higher orders who control much of what takes place in the world, who have been blinded by greed, lust for power, and every kind of debauchery. Satan has used their desire natures to lead them in ways that will be their ultimate destruction. He has promised them a bill of goods, one that he could never deliver, and used their own unnatural desires for every kind of pleasure to convince them that they are moral and have a right to deprive others of life as long as it is in the best interest of their concept of evolving humanity. They are fully convinced they are the superior race, doing what must be done to ensure the survival of the fittest and a peaceful, fully controlled world of the highest order, indulging in all kinds of lewdness. Satan has approved and encouraged this behavior while finding endless fault with me, to the point of convincing them that I am an equal with him. I'm just the bad brother who deprives others of pleasure and gain. These people are convinced of their own righteousness, Claire. They have no idea how deceived they are. Satan laughs as they dig the pit they will someday be swallowed up in. And he has reserved his worst tormentors to perform unspeakable acts of torture on these very souls who have been so dedicated to him. They really are ignorant of what they're doing. That is why I continue to ask for prayer for your enemies. They've been twisted into believing lies. They are the most pitiable characters, Claire, because they've given their all to a deceitful angel who has played them like a fiddle. As a result of all this, these times are fraught with grave danger. And even though it is believed that my men will win, they do not know the price it is costing others in sufferings and sacrifices. Victim souls are not part of their theology or understanding. Nonetheless, you are real. Your suffering is real, and it is being used for a noble purpose. I know it has been very difficult for you, beloved, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your offerings. There will come a time, Claire, of relief, refreshing, and reestablishing that which I want to do with all of your lives. But for now, I need your cooperation and a holy patience as we move through these shark-infested waters, holding fast to the cross I've designed for each of you. And it's interesting, the other day when Ezekiel was in a particularly difficult moment of pain, I went to my card file and I pulled the card that says the vineyard at Rieti. And that story is basically the people were so anxious to see St. Francis and so excited that he had come to visit that he could get no rest. So he stayed in a church outlying the village, and this particular parish had a vineyard which supplied them with wine for the year. When he was staying there, the peasants and the people around found out where he was, and in the process of wanting to see him, they ate all the grapes and trampled the vines that the priest had. It was devastating to the priest, and he was really sorry that he had invited St. Francis to come. But St. Francis, knowing what this priest was thinking, came to him and said, "What measure of wine do you get from this vineyard every year?" And he told him. And St. Francis replied, "This year you will get triple of what you usually get." And that's exactly what happened. Even though the vines were bare, the little grapes that they had turned out a huge amount of wine. So the Lord knows how to repay his servants when they carry crosses for him. He knows how to recompense us. He knows what we need and how to rebuild us, how to reinforce us and lift us up. So we mustn't ever get weary with well-doing, even though it's hard, because we can count on him to restore us. And we can't ever outdo the Lord in giving. All we give him, he gives back so much more in return, along with eternal life. Okay, so going back to the message. When I allow a cross, I'll also equip you with the graces necessary to carry it. Always remember that and recall the circumstances of my passion and all I endured for you, beloved ones. You will draw strength from this example. And when you meditate on my cross, I am always there with you, revealing the deeper things. I just wanted to address all of you and tell you how proud I am of the way you are enduring these difficult and trial-filled days, and that they will pass, and you will pass through them in flying colors while aiding humanity to move in the right direction. You are my Simons. He's referring to the man Simon who was asked to carry the Lord's cross. You are my Simons, carrying the cross of mankind's fallen nature with me as we pass through this threshold. I have made a way for them to be saved and opened the gates of heaven, providing healing waters. But you are enduring much of the same kind of torments I experienced in Gethsemane. Yes, I saw it all, every jot and tittle, and I paid the price in full for your redemption. But I am still in need of your intercession to bring this to a good conclusion. Lift one another up, pray for one another, pursue the paths I have laid before you without hesitation. Do not allow yourselves to fall into spiritual sloth. Do what I have set before you, and you will find comfort. I have given you great gifts. Each of you has these gifts. To some gifts of art, to others gifts of music, to others writing, prayer, administration, and teaching, serving. All to draw my brides into the fold, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and a day of freedom from the bondage to guilt. As you have been taught before, Satan will do all he can to cause you shame and humiliation by insinuating that you are still under the curse. You are not. I have liberated you from the things he continually accuses you of. He does this to cause you to withdraw into yourself and not live for me or proclaim me as I have asked you to. My reticent ones, you disappoint me when you refuse to pursue and cultivate the gifts that have cost me dearly to give you. I have trusted you because you said you loved me. But if you truly loved me, you would obey me. You would not allow the enemy to tell you how to live and how to avoid doing what I have equipped you to do. I gave you a voice because of what is inside of you. My body needs to hear that voice. There is a purpose you were born for, and glorifying me is at the head of that list. And you ask, but how can I, a miserable sinner, bring glory to you, Lord? I would have you consider the one who invited you here. She is in a worse state than all of you, yet she hobbles around persevering in her gifts, and look at what I have done through her. She is truly a nobody and a nothing, but she does not excuse herself with this truth. She rather perseveres with my grace. She works at what she is not good at, and look how I bless it. So I am asking you to stop looking at yourself and living for yourself. Stop making excuses for why you don't express your love for me to the world. Stop hiding. I have lifted you up with my spirit to bring light to the world. Satan stands by with accusation after accusation to try and blow your light out. I have made it so that he cannot. But when you snuff out your wick willingly, I can do nothing but feel abandoned and betrayed. For I have graced you with many gifts meant for my body, but you were digging a hole and hiding them. As much as I love you, there will come a time when you will have to answer for wasting your life selfishly on yourselves. There will come a time when your gifts are read aloud for all to hear, and what you have done and not done with them will bring you horrifying shame. Nothing like what you feel now when Satan accuses you. No, true remorse for wasting your life and burying your talents. Please, my brides, no more excuses. Pick up the gifts and cultivate them. Truly, I say to you, I am expecting a return on my investments in you. And there will be a time of accounting for what you did with them. So now I plead with you, my precious ones. I know the opposition you feel, but if you love me, you will call on me to help you overcome it, and together we will have the triumph. So pray, contribute, work, and especially pick up the talent I gave you. Work with it a little each day. I will bless your 10% with my 90%. And as you continue to apply yourself, more will be given, much more, and together we will reach the world for the lost and hurting. I stand at your right hand. Rise up, I say to you, rise up. Throw off your yoke of sloth and use what I have given you for other souls. Do this because you love me and for no other reason. If you love me, you will obey me. If you say you love me and do not obey, you deceive yourself, and the day of reckoning will come. So throw off this yoke of sloth Satan has put upon you with your permission, and rise to the occasion. I am waiting for you to prove your love by your deeds. Well, I don't know about you guys, but that really touches my heart, and I can see where I've dragged my feet, and I'm really resolving to change that and to work harder at the gifts he's given me. And I hope you do too. I know you don't believe in yourself, but believe in him, because he can do great things through you. He writes beautifully with broken pencils. So the Lord bless you, heart dwellers, and I thank you profusely for your prayers. I need them. I really appreciate them. I need them, and the community needs them. And we appreciate so much your donations. They've helped us to stay stable and continue to work at what the Lord has entrusted into our hands. So the Lord bless you greatly on this day. I pray he imparts to you great reserve strength and inspiration to move forward with the gifts that you have, even during this time of trial and prayer and heart spiritual work. And please continue to sing the song, the prayer song for our president.
Blood and water from the heart of Jesus, fount of mercy, I trust in you. Save our nation, our president too. Blood of Christ, I trust in you. I trust in you, my God, I trust in you. Forgive our sin, the heart of our land renew. Save the world from all the wicked do. Father of mercy, I trust in you.